Welcome to F&I Today. I'm your host, Becky Chernick. Now, on today's show, we're going to be talking about Fair and the new month-to-month online payment offering. In a recent development, TrueCar founder Scott Painter has come up with a totally unconventional way to tackle traditional financing. And in the process, he has pretty much reinvented the wheel. The new concept is called Fair. Scott Painter acquired BP, which is an online retailer that went bust last year. It appears that Fair will not be just a third-party provider, but will still instead likely act as an online digital retailer similar to Vroom and Carvana. The difference between Fair and Carvana is that the customer can shop vehicles based on a desired monthly payment and get a load of this one. They can go month to month or however long they want on repayment. The entire transaction is entirely online without requiring the customer to have to spend hours in a dealership negotiating for their next car loan. How's that for a uniquely 21st century way to sell a car? Imagine the benefits of a month-to-month finance option. Short-term financing, no negative equity, seems a great price to pay instead of having to deal with the hassle of spending all day in a dealership trying to obtain bank approval on these stretched-out loan terms. You might get nailed for a market value down the road. Millennials, who aren't so interested in the bells and whistles or these big payments, and who generally don't like holding on to jobs like their parents once did, may see this as a new opportunity to have their cake and eat it too. They have no interest in bearing the burden of a long-term investment. If there is an option presented to them, avoid this. You can bet they'll take it. If they can get into a car that gets them from A to Z, that's all they really need. There are so many advantages of paying month to month for many customers. As you may know, some customers have poor payment history or thin credit files. Some are just out of college and haven't had the opportunity to build this credit. Still, others may see this option as a way to reestablish credit they've damaged in the past through bad decisions or in hard times. The benefit of this new kind of auto financing is being able to drive a vehicle you like, making payments maybe for only 6 months to a year to demonstrate credit worthiness, and affecting a positive impact on a credit score all at the same time. This will put credit-challenged consumers in a significantly better position to either purchase a new car at better terms down the line, or simply to pick up on another vehicle that suits them better after they've had the opportunity to build some good credit. So will Fair be a disruptor to the way the automotive industry has done business for decades? You bet it will be. Recently, I was contacted by an F&I manager in Europe. The main concern that he expressed was how could he offer the core ancillary products such as service contract or gap insurance and aftermarket. It appears that in Europe, auto dealers have been offering a similar option to the one that Fair is now offering. So this European manager I spoke to referred to this as a rental option. In my opinion, it's more like a lease, but it's figured on a month-to-month basis. The point I want to drive home here is that the products will likely need to be addressed or repurposed to accommodate this type of an arrangement. Otherwise, product sales will likely be diminished and so will earnings by F&I. What worked before won't necessarily benefit the month-to-month customer. Maybe a service contract won't be needed, or it might be a short-term one, but instead a tire and wheel coverage or trip interruption benefits with rental car and towing options might be better. Some may see a huge advantage in a theft protection product or a GPS to locate the vehicle if it's been lost or stolen. I imagine a maintenance product might also be ideal to ensure that the vehicle is kept in optimum condition. But whichever way you slice it, the new mythology of financing and selling cars is turning everything on its ear. Granted, I hadn't had the opportunity to read the fine details of how the month-to-month will work, but looking at it face value, I'd be willing to bet that the customer would be responsible for the condition of the vehicle one way or the other. So for this reason, the products that you offer must be in alignment with the terms the customer will be accessible to. Trying to drive a round peg in a square won't work. It never has and it never will. It is going to take adjusting to other ancillary product offerings to keep up with the times, and the best time to act on those changes is now. However, which way you see it, The car buying universe is shifting, and customers will have the ability to buy, rent, or lease vehicles in any manner that they want or choose. Customers won't need to spend hours in a dealership negotiating for their next car deal anymore. Those days are gone, and in my opinion, this is a good move forward with respect to customer satisfaction. After all, what customers look forward to the prospect of hanging around a dealership all day hoping it'll end soon? What customer in their right mind would want to go ahead and return to the dealership but next time around they're in the market if they're still trying to live down the memory of a day-long wait on the lot? So with a multitude of options available to today's buyers, dealerships have to start looking at new methods of sales and finance if they want to stay ahead of the curve. So offering the customer the flexibility to buy, lease, or rent a car will be more advantageous in the long run. So if you're not willing to seize upon opportunities to adapt with the times, you're running the risk of being left behind. Changes are upon us, and for better or for worse, and are being embraced by the auto buying public. Some will sit back and do absolutely nothing about it and wait it out, while others will be proactive, determined to meet the customer on their terms. However this pans out, you can bet the next 5 years will prove to be very interesting. Stay tuned. Thank you for joining me on F&I today. Be sure to watch our weekly episodes every Friday on CBT Automotive Network. Now, for those that may not be familiar with my background, I am the Chief Executive Officer for Turner Consulting, which was founded 16 years ago. We specialize in working hands-on with the auto dealers from the time your customer touches down on the dealership website to finalizing this transaction with a single-point F&I manager or a hybrid sales associate. We work with franchise and independent dealers nationwide. Our mission is simple. We succeed when you succeed. Check out my website today at churnitconsulting.com.
F&I Today, brought to you by eLend Solutions.